Good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. For this month's Artscape, I'm joined by author Dawn Tripp, who lives in nearby Westport, Massachusetts. Her latest novel, Georgia, is out in paperback this month. Georgia imagines the inner life of Georgia O'Keeffe, the American painter known for still lives and landscapes that evoke sensual femininity. The book sets itself up as a sort of fictional memoir. Central to the story is O'Keeffe's relationship with the photographer Alfred Stieglitz, an older man who essentially introduced her to the world at large. Dawn Tripp, I think you've pulled off something quite remarkable here. Thanks for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here, Chuck.
So can we start with a brief bio of Georgia O'Keeffe, just to set the stage for discussion? When did she paint, and what period of life does your book cover?
She was born in 1887, and she died in 1986 when she was 98. She was studying art from the time she was 11 or 12, I think, is when she started taking drawing classes. And then she was trained at the Art Students League in New York, and she also studied art in Chicago. She studied art at Teachers College, Columbia, in New York City. The novel covers the span of time between 1917 and 1933, which were the years when O'Keeffe lived with Alfred Stieglitz in New York City. And those were the years, those years were kind of crucible for her in her life. You know, those years were the years where her art was first discovered, where she became famous, where she fell in love, craved a child, had her heart broken. Those were the years where she made these key innovations in her art and also unthinkable sacrifices in her life. And those were the years that really forged her greatness, not because of how she was discovered by Stieglitz and what Stieglitz did to her or for her, but really for how she met the gender bias of a primarily modernist, primarily male art world of the 1920s New York, and for how she overcame the challenges and that gender bias that she faced to become one of America's greatest painters.
I am familiar with the large flower paintings of hers, and also the bleached white skulls in the desert. And I've seen pictures of her as a much older woman, very severe looking, very Western. And that's really the only knowledge I had of Georgia O'Keeffe before I read your book. So there was a whole world that was open to me. How did you come to feel the desire or the need to write this book?
Well, it's interesting because my perspective of her, actually, before I came upon the idea, was very much aligned with yours. But it wasn't until I saw an exhibit of her abstractions at the Whitney Museum of American Art that I really fell in love with her art. Her abstractions have this kind of bold, visceral, glowing force. And I was, you know, just blown away by the range and scope of her abstractions. And I wanted to know, you know, that day at the Whitney, why isn't she known for this? Why have I never seen the full range and scope of the work that Georgia O'Keeffe was doing in abstraction really before too many other American artists, male or female, were bold enough to explore that new language of art?
Now, in the book, there are many passages about the process of making art, and I especially love those because I'm basically very musical, not very visual, and in many ways, I just don't get painting. So I was happy to read this because I felt like I got an insight into the mind of an artist trying to express and trying to explain what they're trying to do. And I'm going to, I think, carry that forward when I look at painting from now on. Is there any of you in that? Is that something you intuitively understand, or is this just a process of your art, which is writing?
Those scenes that you're referring to, and there are a number of scenes in the novel where she's, you know, making art, those sections were generally quite flat in my early drafts. They didn't have the life. They didn't have the, I knew they weren't alive on the page, and I could feel that. And I had a few readers take a look, and one in particular, who is also a novelist, Barbara Shapiro, who wrote The Art Forger and The Muralist, agreed with me wholeheartedly that they were really quite lousy. So I had to rework those sections again and again. And the way I was able to learn to align with her process as a visual artist was, in fact, to take some of the energy from my own relationship to writing. There's a lot of emotion. There's that has a viscerality. You know, when I feel like I'm in the moment of being totally present with a story as I'm working, you know, time falls away. And I needed to find that space and to bring that alive, but in a completely different medium.
I'm talking with Dawn Tripp, the author of Georgia, a novel of Georgia O'Keeffe. Now, in this book, really the main story is the relationship between Georgia and Alfred Stieglitz. I'm going to leave that alone just because I think it's one of the reasons you read the book. I just wonder, is there anything you'd like to say about that? Is that one of the reasons you wanted to write this, to explore that relationship?
He was a very tricky man. You know, he was a very compelling man. You know, he could be very manipulative. He was an unbelievable visionary. He was someone who, at that time, supported her work and really held up her work. Again, during that period of time where there's not too many other men who had the degree of power in the art world that he had, who would have put that degree of focus, attention, and faith in the work of a female artist. But, you know, it was so powerful to me about their relationship. And it wasn't just the, you know, the passion between them, which was, you know, sexual, creative, philosophic, intellectual. It was that as soon as she began to assert her own sense of what her work was about, and as soon as she basically began to take control of her own brand, there was a degree of personal politics, gender politics, but also relationship politics that became a driving force in their relationship.
Also in the book, Georgia says often that what she really wants is people to see in her paintings what she feels, the reason that she paints. I'm wondering, what would you like people to get from your book?
You know, many people have the perspective of O'Keeffe that you and I both had. You know, that they admire her representational work and they see her as, you know, an incredibly strong and ferociously independent woman, you know, female artist. But I feel that in many respects, the degree of influence she had on subsequent generations of artists, you know, the degree of influence she had, you know, on abstraction and movements in abstraction that continued throughout the 20th century, I don't know that she's always been given full recognition for the force she played in the evolution of American art. And I hope that my novel brings a reader to see that. And I hope that it brings people to her art.
Dawn Tripp, author of Georgia, a novel of Georgia O'Keeffe, thanks for talking to me this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.